Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The third baseman, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting 8th. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Paul Calvert. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Paul Calvert. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone bunts towards the mound. Calvert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boone moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone scores. Vernon moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dente moves to second. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente moves to second. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert is 0 for 1 in the game. Calvert bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dente moves to third. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone bunts in front of the plate. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Evans and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cozar hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dente reaches second base with a double. Mitchell throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Dente trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Calvert covering, for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dobie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cone. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Cone steals second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 4 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Buddy Lewis. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman pinch hits for Sherry Robertson. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Cohn scores. It's 4-3, Indians. John Simmons pinch runs for Mark Christman. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-4 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Frank Papish now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.